When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
Well, you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
I forgot to say this at the beginning, but can I really had a great weekend. Not only did I see Burrow win, I saw Patty beat Josh Allen, a phenomenal game. But you know what the icing on the fucking cake was?
What's that?
You already know what game I'm going to.
Which one?
The white man finally got to take it down.
Boy, hey,
and the Rams was trying to give it to him.
Bro, I was so pissed in that game, man. I was like, I thought it was going to be a fuck. I felt like how the Falcons fans felt.
Yeah, it was coming.
Hey,
it was coming.
Like, hey, we about to blow these motherfuckers out. I'm turning the game. I'm about to order some wings, roll up.
It was coming.
I cut back on the game. You know what it was? What pissed me off? What I knew it was about, oh, shit. That was my all shit moment. Cam Akers fumbled before the half. I was like, that's 3 to 7 points. Okay, I'll let it go. Then when I seen that snap go all the way back, I was like, I say in the chat, I was like, bro, God wants Tom Brady to win. Yeah, the football gods want Tom Brady to win.
Yep,
I knew that fumble was crucial the moment it happened, and I was like,
because it was a stupid fumble.
Yep. But that shit only fucking happens to Brady, bro. I've been watching this man since he fucking stepped on the fucking field. I've seen every goddamn thing. This is not coming from a place of ignorance. So, and I've seen this man get so fortunate every single time. It only fucking happens to him.
You're right.
It makes absolutely no fucking sense. Right. A fucking snap over the head after you get forced a fumble? Like, how does that fucking happen?
Yeah.
I've never seen a back-to-back turnover like that.
Nah. But it doesn't it speak to that that team know the fact that they were getting tight?
Who was getting tight?
The Rams? The Rams.
How were they getting tight when they were up by like 20-something?
The Rams got tight.
They were tight.
They started making some careless.
Yes.
I'm talking about from the coach's standpoint. Now I'm gonna clear this up.
Too.
I'm not there too, but I'm not talking about Matt Stafford because he was okay.
He's been glue of this whole team.
Yeah, it was the others. But I did wonder, and I asked in the chat. I don't know if y'all remember, but I asked on that first fumble. They had probably like a minute left in the half, and they were in the red zone, and they ran the ball three times. And I'm saying now you got Matt Stafford, you got Cooper Kupp, you got OBJ. Why are you not throwing?
Because they were already up. What was it 20-3 at that point?
Brady. McVay was scared.
This is Brady. You put the ball in the hands of your best players.
But I thought they were going to score anyway. I thought it was like, it's Cam Akers.
Field
Cam
goal,
Akers is a decent,
touchdown, whatever.
He's a decent back.
To your point, Shelton, I'll let you get back to it. When you're saying it was Brady, they did it because it was Brady. So, and what I mean by that is like, we're going to try to bleed this clock so he don't get another. If we score too fast, he get the ball back. So he was trying to play it both ways, you know, and it didn't work. But I'm with you, man. Like when that ball got under like a minute, you can at least throw it a couple of times,
right?
Brady, with those guys on the field, man, Brady, he ain't gonna march down the field. He ain't marched down the field all game,
right? Yeah, he doesn't have the weapons right now.
He was throwing picks.
He
and
was
shit
fucking
too.
Yeah, he was fucking up.
Hey, all I know
that's what he did last year. The defense bailed him out, and they almost bailed him out again.
Mike Evans, that 1-on-1 with Jalen,
he made Jalen quit,
bro.
So Jalen asked for him, too.
Yeah, he asked for him because it was like right after that possession, and he took him and he got bombed. So even though I don't think he had the weaponry to do that, and then obviously that front seven for the Rams had his number all day long. They couldn't stop Von Miller and your boy
Aaron Donald.
So did you see the impact of Aaron Donald?
I saw the impact of Von Miller more than I see Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald had a couple of good plays.
Aaron Donald had some good ass plays.
I was going to say,
to Ken's point, Von Miller really strip sack won the game.
It did. But the difference of what Aaron Donald brings, and you saw it all game, you got a double triple team.
You have to.
Every time. So that's the reason why he don't get the stats, but the impact. And not saying that, look, I'll put it to you like this. Von Miller would have still had an impact that game if there was no Aaron Donald. But why he got it, why he was in Brady's grill like that, was because of the double and triple teams every fucking play.
Ask him. He'll tell you.
Every play. Every single play.
Look, I was in the chat. I was like, I'm waiting on Von and Donald to step up. You did say that. And Von, I was like, Von came and got a strip sack.
That next play.
The fucking damn center gave that shit right back.
I don't know how that shit happened.
Like you said, you have the game plan for a player like Aaron Donald. You have 100%. The game plan for him. That whole O-line, when they get the, hey, you see where you at? Oh, he 99. On this side now. He on this side.
You know how you call that linebacker? Mm-hmm.
Going back to what you said about the Mike Evans touchdown bomb over Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Ramsey fucked up twice. He really almost cost him the game with that,
Weddle.
No. That was Weddle? That wasn't Ramsey?
That was Weddle. Yeah,
who hit him after?
Mike Evans. Yeah, oh, okay. The ball had just hit the ground.
That was Weddle. Ramsey played a good game. He got beat. Yeah. But overall, he had a dude on lock.
That was an isolated.
You can't say he had lock and he got a touchdown.
I mean, no, he,
and that was a key touchdown. Game,
one but, mistake.
Yeah, I was gonna say Mike Evans didn't do like it wasn't a Gabriel Davis that day. It wasn't a big day like a Cooper Kupp day. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So in saying that, he held Mike Davis in check. Davis was the number one, two, and three receiver for Tom Brady.
Cooper Kupp fucked that whole D. All them DBs up. Yeah, bro. They couldn't do nothing with him.
He was best receiver. He was almost Cooper fucked when he damn fumbled that goddamn ball. He did.
So I saw where Aqib Talib was talking about defending Cooper Kupp, and he said why Cooper Kupp is so great is at his top of his route. Mm-hmm. So when he's about to break, when he breaks down and you don't know where he's going to go, Aqib said that him and Marcus Peters needs to come on to a show and explain and why Cooper Kupp is so great. So he saw it for like
firsthand
in practice all the time. He's like, bro, me and Marcus Peters couldn't guard this guy.
Mm. And that's saying something.
Because those were two man corners at, you know, was Aqib Island was there, corners, yeah. And it was there, bro. Like those were two of that was arguably the best cornerback tandem in the league at the time. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't guard Cooper Kupp in practice. Right. So, hey, that's crazy.
Q, I want to ask you a question since we kind of bearing the lead with this game. Has Matt Stafford silenced all his haters after Sunday's win?
Thank you, Q.
Hell no. He ain't silenced.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Nigga almost choked that shit away with that fumble in the end. He should have fucking lost that shit.
Y'all.
I'm sorry, but no. First of all, Matt Stafford, everyone who's saying, oh, Matt Stafford, he silenced the critics. Y'all know y'all buttholes was tight because he could have threw a pick at any moment the minute they had to rely on him. The Cam Akers had, three, four turnovers or something? I don't know what happened to him. It has to do with the fact that now they had to rely on Stafford to throw the ball. And then towards the end, He wasn't ready for a snap. That was a choke. And then
that wasn't him.
It don't matter. I don't care because we do this with black QBs all the time. I'm not giving excuses to no one of these QBs in the playoffs. Catch the fucking snap. So he choking there, and then he choking in the end when he almost fumbled the ball there. So, and you shouldn't even be in a position to have Brady come back like you. You know what I mean? He shouldn't even be that.
Keywords and pretty much everything he said. Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost is damn near.
Hey, look.
Okay. Near. What the fuck that mean, bro?
See, here's the thing. Everybody want me to give all these stats and shit. Fuck the stats for the last month. I'm not on stats in 2022. I'm going off of eye test and feel because that's what we on now. So, when it comes to Matthew Stafford, you should not be in a position to where you have a walk-off field goal. Y'all was whooping their ass. So the fact is,
how many points
when you almost I think it was like 10 points in the second half, like 77 yards in the second half. Bruh, if you that guy, You supposed to bury. We're supposed to bury Brady.
So what? So
wait. So you want to excoriate Aaron Rodgers for not getting down the field and at least getting a field goal to win the game, but we're not going to give props for the quarterback that actually did that. Yeah, and that didn't have the fumbles that you're talking about. Because number one, it was a shotgun formation. Obviously, Matt Stafford is looking to his right, calling. He's a quarterback. I got a quarterback this whole fucking shit. And then you throw the ball. That has nothing to do with me. I did not hike that shit, number one. Number two, that fumble that wasn't really a fumble because
four fumbles in that game.
I'm just talking about the one that Q talking about.
Yeah.
When Stafford went down, the ball did come loose, but Stafford got with that motherfucker. Yeah. It wasn't a fumble loss. It didn't hurt them. At the end of the day, Stafford did everything that was asked of him to win the game, and that's what he did.
Let me say
this. At the end of the day, the Rams did everything to lose that game. And
the Rams? Let me say, but we're talking about Stafford's part of the Rams.
And Stafford's part of the Rams. And what we're not going to do is put Matthew Stafford in the same even sentence as Aaron Rodgers because he's not even in that stratosphere. But at the end of the day, Matthew Stafford contributed to the Rams doing everything to lose that game.
Go ahead, Sean, because I got something to say.
The only thing I was going to say was, I admit that Matthew Stafford had an awesome game. He did. He played. I don't agree with Q on some of those things. I don't agree with that part he's saying. But what I will say is this, and it's something that I'm going to state clearly, and I say the same things. I thought it was telling that they didn't give him a chance to throw that ball in the end of the first half. I thought it was telling that they struggled a little bit in the second half. I also feel like Matt did what it took, and they did win the game. That's we always talk about that. Mm-hmm. You won the game. Mm-hmm. That's what's important. But what I'm saying is I can't say it was all Matt. You know what I'm saying? Those other guys had great games, too.
No.
That's what everybody is. I'm getting a lot of that. I get a lot of, you got to say, you know, he this, he that. He played great. He did what I expected him to do.
No, he didn't. You just said
what
that
you expected him to do.
You just said it was telling. Why they
oh,
didn't?
Oh shit!
Yeah, no. Yeah. Let me no. No, hold on. Let me walk that back. He did, and I didn't say that right. But I let y'all.
Yeah, you realize he.
I did. Yeah, right. No, I did not say that right. He did what was expected of him to do, not me. I didn't mean to say I. I meant to say he did what was expected of him to do, which is come out and have a good game,
do his job.
Yeah, that's it. But that to me is still. I still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not going to crown like this is the Matt Stafford type thing. He got a full deck. He should be doing this. Should he not?
Didn't I not say that last weekend?
Should he not?
Didn't I not say this is what they was going to say last week?
Should he not?
I was like, why Stafford win? And y'all going to say, because Q brought that up. I was like, he damn if he do, he damn if he don't. Mm. He should win a Super Bowl because the team stacked. Or if he loses the Super Bowl, he should have won because the team stacked.
Brady had a full deck, and it's like, oh.
No, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Hey, hold on. Let me read this because I'm going to pass it to the person that actually, with the good brother that actually sent this to me right at them to write the next day after this game. And this is a stat. In the final seconds of the division round, Matthew Stafford led the 43rd game-winning drive of his career. He now has the most game-winning drives, including playoffs, since entering the NFL in 2009. That's dope. Why did you send that to me, sir?
Man, who cares?
Well, first of all, we need data to back up some of these misconceptions that we hear about Stafford. Mm-hmm. Great quarterbacks can do that. And those numbers are not fluke at all. The proof is in putting the numbers don't lie. So I know Q don't want to hear about stats because I watched that game too. Q, we all watched together.
And Tony Romo.
You want me to read him his stats real quick before you go?
I mean, you can, yeah.
Matthew Stafford had over 300. He had 366 yards, great two game. Tubs with a with an average yard of 9.6, 28 for 38,
and that's with in the second half, McVay deciding he's gonna play scared, and Q and Shelton, I understand your point, and I understand why you're looking at it this way, and because there's a clear bias that you guys have because you guys saw it one way. When I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, McVay's scared to do anything.
No, right I agree. Now. Like I said, I agree.
Said that. Why is McVay?
Telling. That's
it
what I'm saying. Telling.
Which one is it?
No, I'm saying, why was he scared though? Was he scared because he sees something that we don't see?
No, he was. He was scared of Brady. He got conservative.
So you're saying the fear was for Brady, not for
Stafford
to make
Stafford
a mistake.
Lit their ass up. Stafford lit their ass up in the first in the whole first half, and the one time he did call a pass play, it was a rollout. He threw it to Cooper Kupp, his guy, and what the fuck Cooper Kupp do? fumbled the goddamn ball. So if you see your team unraveling, as a coach, I felt like he started to unravel because as well, there's the fumble at the half. There's the snap. Like, that whole team got tight and scared. I'm 100% agree. The only person that didn't was Matthew Stafford. And I felt like Matthew Stafford may have been like, yo, just give me a fucking shot. You know, I don't know. I don't know what was on the sideline. But for me, McVay was clearly tight. And you could see it on his face.
Now, I can take that because, like I said, I was seeing it a different way. That, like I said, I'm looking at it like, dang, this Sean McVay, like, he kind of know what he got. And if it's got to be a reason he doing this.
Because let's be
and
honest.
And then I want to I
didn't think about it from that angle.
Yes, because McVay knows what he got, but he knows what's on that fucking sideline. It's 7 fucking Super Bowls. And how did he win all of them shits? I ain't trying to give him no time. So, yeah, his butthole, out of everybody out there, including Cam Akers, he had the tightest butthole.
He did. Especially when they blew that. As a matter, Stafford saved his fucking ass.
He did.
If we really,
there was Trump, two players. There was two players that saved Sean McVay. Stafford and Von Miller. It was those two guys.
McVay had a Kyle Shanahan meltdown on that sideline. Hey,
don't talk negative about my guy.
So Q,
like
what's your retort, brother?
Man, they got that NFC all defensive team. I'm not trying to hear no Matthew Stafford brought the team home. I don't know who bought that trash stat up. But Matthew Stafford got the most comebacks. Tony Romo had the same amount of comebacks. Man, nobody want to hear that. Like
has Tony Romo ever been to a championship title game?
Put Tony Romo on this same team, probably the same thing happened because they both just as good as
each
other.
If that's because you can put Jesus on this team, he'll be the same.
You can put any above average QB on this Rams team. Sean McVay is going to make that QB look great.
That's a lie we saw. Jared McGoff.
Jared Goff is not above average. He's average.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
Jared Goff. And he's running to the Super Bowl. So, but he's average QB, man.
Yeah, but they had the best running back in the game at the time.
And that's what I'm saying, bro, they got the NFC All-Star team on defense. Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, Aaron Donald. Of course, bro. And Ken, I just completely disagree with the fact that they say that Stafford brought it home and he didn't get tight. Stafford was missing throws in the second half. Y'all didn't see that?
10 the whole game, bro.
And how many in the second half?
10 the whole game.
But how many in the second half?
38.
Maybe like 2 or 3. I don't know.
How many key throws did he miss in the second half?
He made the fucking key throw.
He made 2 key throws.
Who gives a fuck? Why are we nitpicking on stupid shit like this? Like real talk. Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Now we don't give a fuck. So now we don't give a fuck. Bro, y'all are giving Matthew Stafford so much for having this deck stacked. I just can't. I can't see what y'all are seeing with this whole. He's silent crazy.
So why should we respect Brady's last Super Bowl?
Why should we respect Brady's last Super Bowl? What are you talking about?
Because he had clearly a stacked deck.
Okay, what about the 5 before that?
No. We're talking about the last one, Q.
Oh, so now we're just gonna take about one. I'm talking about context for his whole career.
About a stack.
You brought up a stack.
Brady beats the best quarterback in the game, and then we're not supposed to care about that? Matthew Stafford beats Brady.
Brady
at 38 years old.
Sucked in the playoffs last year, and the defense bailed him out.
So now when Matthew Stafford's defense is all-star level.
But Q,
that doesn't matter?
But hold on. Are you trying to say that the Rams won because now it was a team effort now. It was a team effort. But it came down to the quarterback having to make plays to win the game.
With 43 seconds.
Yes or no? Answer the question, Q. Don't pull a can on me.
The Bucs defense
hold on.
Terrible
did the Rams
that
game.
Are y'all serious?
I want to reframe it for everybody else, including yourself. Did the Rams-Bucks game come down to the Rams quarterback having to make plays to win the game?
Cooper Kupp burned a terrible defense. The Triple Crown winner burned a terrible defense.
That's not what I'm
asking. And Stafford put the ball on him.
Q, what I am asking is, did the Rams quarterback had to make plays in the last minute of the game to win that game?
After
yes
the coach
or
fucked
no.
up the whole goddamn shit.
Yes or no?
the Rams rallied in the end. The Rams did in fact rally in the end after blowing a lead. To then, yeah, Matthew Stafford saved the day after blowing a lead. Yes, that's what happened.
Matt didn't blow the lead. Hey, look, I was, because Q's TV was ahead of mine, and we were, you know, we were chatting in real time. And I looked in the chat also, it was, well, damn, because Q was like, Brady about to win this thing in OT. A couple of
yeah,
like, well, damn. And then I saw the play, I was like, oh shit, this motherfucker actually threw. I was like, how the fuck that happened? And the defense coordinator, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. We talk about the Bills fucking up on defense, you know, in the last 13 seconds. Like, why would you do an all-out blitz? Maybe they were probably thinking what y'all were thinking. Oh, we're going to blitz Stafford and make Stafford
I'm
tight.
Saying. Yeah, nah. I'm saying.
They didn't read the game. Here's the thing, Q. Like, I'm not trying to say that put Stafford on this elite level or anything. I've just, since this thing has happened, trying to understand, like, the hate against Stafford or the lack of certain respect that this man has had him, because when he was in Detroit, we clearly saw organizational failure, and he didn't have a stat deck. He had one guy, you know, and we saw with a competent coach what he was able to do. We also saw there was a period of time, I don't know if you guys remember this, remember when they were the comeback cats? Y'all remember they would be down all the time and used to come back and win all these games late?
The cardiac cats.
Cardiac cats, whatever. They used to do all this shit with Megatron and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So Stafford has always had the ability to play, but it's like we never could really see it because we didn't know who he was. So when he comes to the Ram, and yeah, Manny were like, oh, it's overhyped, this, that, and the other. So and they were like, I don't believe it. And I was like, man, can play. You just stuck in the trash organization. And B would tell you that. My issue necessarily isn't with you, Q.
Mine is.
You know, fully. Because it's whatever. My thing is, because you didn't go into specific details, right, about what you wanted to see Stafford do to change your mind.
Mm-hmm. When it,
this man did.
I did.
Manny is noticeably absent.
No, what I said was clear. I said that I like to see his back against the wall. I like to see him make a comeback. I like to see if we switch roles with him and what Brady had to go through. That's just what I wanted to see.
Okay.
But the man played well. I'm not taking that away from him. So,
did he not just hit all them pinpoints that you just said?
I was going to ask you.
Every single one. He came back. His back was against the wall. He made every throw he needed to make. Well, like, what else did he need to do?
Game on the line. Game on the line. That was something else, man, he said. Game on the line. I want to see
Brady.
Yep.
Yeah, I admitted that. I said he played well. Man, I said, the thing about it is I never doubted Stafford's talent. I never said this man was not talented. If you listen to what I say, I never say that.
We're not talking
about it. People always go to the I'm not talking about his talent thing.
Get it damn well you're not talking about his talent.
I know.
We're talking about the play. We're talking about performance.
What I'm talking about is the quarterback that has played San Francisco and lost the last six times. Well, but he played them last six
times. We're talking about the Rams and the Bucks.
And what I'm saying is that game against San Francisco showed me a lot about what he was. And I'm saying, y'all keep saying he this, but I saw that.
We talking about the Rams and you're talking about a regular season ass game.
So that's why
and I'm talking about
a
man who's going to the NFC title game.
That's why I say what I say. I say what I said because he got to play them again.
Shelton, this is a question for everybody. Is the expectation for a QB is to not have any bad games or throws?
Yes.
No.
Motherfuckers, yes.
No. He had a bad stretch, which we had quarterbacks with good stretches that ended up bad.
He did. He had a bad stretch. No, Stafford finished the season. He was turning the ball over. Like, he had a bad stretch.
And that's it. So I wanted the consistency. And he played well.
Prior to that, he played really, really well. He went through a bad stretch towards the end of the season, but that wasn't indicative of this whole season.
And Cooper Kupp didn't get that triple crown until Stafford got there.
Mm. Cooper Kupp was nice, though. You said it yourself.
He wasn't the best wide receiver in the league. He wasn't the best wide receiver in the league.
No, and then
would you ever say, where was Cooper Kupp on your wide receiver rankings?
Not top
Was he top five? Was he top three?
He was up there with me because I had him on my fantasy team. But I thought when he tore his ACL, I thought he was pretty much going to drop down the pack. But Cooper Kupp always been talented.
But was he on your list of top three? Was he on your list of top three?
That's a rise of a player. And he does have a better quarterback than Jared Goff. Matthew Stafford is much better than Jared Goff. I agree with that.
So again, what else does Matthew Stafford have to do? Because he beat
the GOAT of all QB GOATs.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for this team? Because yes. I think so.
They put all the chips in.
So there you go.
But he did what he was what he had to do on the journey to SB.
So there you go. So the question I asked too is, what if they have a bad game next game? What if he has a bad game next game?
Why are you?
So
because I'm asking a question.
Why are you framing it that way?
Because you can say that
about anybody. What if this player has a bad? Okay, well then they had a bad game. What the fuck are we gonna talk about? Them having a bad game.
But that's what I'm saying. So you saying it like he's a ride, but if you have a bad game,
I didn't say
game,
he was a ride.
No, if the goal is Super Bowl, and he don't win the Super Bowl,
Stafford was always here. There is no arrival.
He's already been established in the
league. Yeah, he's an established quarterback.
He was in a bad organization. Look, let's not act like Matthew Stafford ain't thrown for 4,500 plus yards and 30 plus touchdowns with and without Megatron. Let's not act like that.
Terrence just said it in the chat. He said, at no point did anybody look at any of those Detroit teams and say this is a Super Bowl winning roster or a contender.
We're talking about with this team. This team is Super Bowl or bust, correct?
That's what they want to do. They want to win the Super Bowl. Their expectation is a Super Bowl. And I'm pretty sure that Stafford's expectation, just like when Brady went to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. it was a Super Bowl or bust. Just mm-hmm. like this year was supposed to be a Super Bowl or bust.
A few teams had Super Bowl or bust aspirations like this year.
Dallas, Super Bowl or bust.
Okay,
Green Bay, definitely.
Super Bowl or bust.
But yes, we ain't talking about Dallas, are we?
It was Super Bowl. Why we ain't talking about Dallas living up to the hype?
We can get on that.
But I ain't bringing
the bucket. Don't look at me, Steve. What I say? I said Dak is top 10 at 10.
That's right. He's more like top 10 at 17.
Don't do that to Dak, man. Come on. But no, I want to see, you know, like I said, I'm interested in seeing this next round. I am. And I'm not saying to prove anything for Matt Stafford to me. Mm-hmm. He had a great game. I admitted that. I said, hey, Matt impressed me this past game because I didn't think he was going to be able to show up. I figured that the team would, and I figured that the team would play well, which they did. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think Matt was going to play well. I didn't.
And just to kind of backtrack a little bit, because Manny isn't here, he also said the same shit about Josh Allen, too. Mm-hmm. Now, he's kind of he's come around on his 365. He was like, Josh Allen stepped up.
I got to come around on Josh Allen, too. I was talking hella shit.
Yeah, man. So, unlike Shelton, Manny is all, you know, he's willing to be like, you know what?
I just said it.
You're trying to give yourself some leeway for next. Yep, you're hedging it.
I ain't gonna change it.
Because he's gonna bring up that same question he brought up just now.
He proved him wrong, and now he's gonna move the goalposts, which is what Shelton does.
Caleb McCoy, Ken, I'm not moving no goalposts. My goalpost stays the same.
No goalposts move.
Super Bowl or bust. Y'all the ones.
What was your question that you asked? What was the question you just asked?
Y'all the ones that's gonna change.
Shelton, what was that? I'm gonna move on after you say this.
I said, y'all are the fair weather fans. Switch up.
What was the question you asked us?
And go with the flow. Which one?
What was the question you asked us just recently?
Which one?
About next week's game. What did you say?
I said if he plays bad in the next game, what y'all gonna say then? I'm talking about y'all.
That's not moving the goalposts.
No, I said what y'all gonna say. Y'all the ones that be moving.
I need to go back and listen because I remember when Shelton and Manny was on that bullshit. I remember saying why does Matthew Stafford have to do all of that to prove that he can play the position or whatever we were debating, and then he went out and did all of that, and now Shelton was like, all right, well shit, let me see. You know, Manny even said in the chat, beat the Niners. It was like. Nigga,
he just beat the Bucks.
I ain't say
one game. I've been saying this whole time. They got to win the Super Bowl.
No. You
don't they got superior talent?
You and Manny created a very specific scenario mm-hmm. that you wanted to see from Matthew Stafford last week.
And he did it.
And Manny did the same thing for Josh Allen. And Josh Allen did it multiple times in that game mm-hmm. against Patrick Mahomes. And he did it. Y'all just never fucking satisfied,
but
bro.
No, I'm sad. I just said. I said I was wrong about that. I said he played better than I thought.
There you go.
I said I want to see this team.
Let's get to the
just like Herbert better than Burrow.
I still say that.
Woo! Let me read. Speaking of, I like the hand.
Hey, people, I love assists. I can tell you was a point guard.
You like this man playing point guard.
I forgot he played point guard. What?
I still say that.
Let's get to
Jameis was the greatest, so you can't even say that by no quarterback.
Let's get to Joe Shiesty. Hey. That's what they call him in Cincinnati.
Hey, let me read a couple. We're going to get to it. Let me just read a couple of these. Rob Costa said, Shelton Manning be like, I need to see Stafford down 25 with 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And win by double digits before I believe. That's a good one. You're funny, Rob. Rob's a funny guy.
That's what it felt like.
Rob's a funny guy.
We got to get three onside kicks.
You're funny, Rob.
Hey, Matt Stafford is kicking it and trying to get it back, goddamn. It's only Stafford out there.
Nah, I just it's quite clear what I see. It's quite clear. I said the same thing I always say.
You can't even repeat what you said.
I just said what I said. I said I want to see the Rams win the Super Bowl. That's what I said.
Is that were they your Super
they
Bowl
got
pick?
Enough talent to
were,
win it.
Were they your Super Bowl pick?
No. I said I want to see them do it. They got enough talent.
All right.
Johnny Mac Zero said 2015 Cam or 2021 Wham. Mm.
Ooh. That's I'm never going to go against the black man, so give me Cam.
Yeah, because 2015 Cam went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wham didn't.
Yes, sir.
I'll stick to that.
Cass 2 said, as a Detroit native, Stafford struggling for the Bucs to come back is typical. Yet Stafford going on a game-winning drive to win is also expected.
You know, another quarterback that got a whole bunch of game-winning drives people want to talk shit about is Matt Ryan.
He does. Matty Ice. He got the nickname for a reason.
Rams have the 17th best defense in the league. Stop lying, Q.
17th?
I didn't know that.
Well, they didn't get Von Miller till later, so
yeah, I don't know what the rank was after they got him, but, I mean, that's still, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's scary defense, regardless. They scare me. Ojaz DeBless said, Q, you are almost right. I'm just going to go through a bunch of these. Dragon Knight 49 said, nobody complained about overtime rules when the Pats beat the Falcons in overtime. Mm. Rules are fine. Play some defense.
That's never... a lie. They did complain about that because people wanted to see Patrick Mahomes get a chance to
score. Said Falcons and Patriots.
Oh, he said Falcons and Patriots?
Right. Is that, that's what the question said.
Falcons. The Falcons.
I forgot how close that game was.
I don't know why I heard Chiefs, Patriots. But
no, it was the Falcons.
Damn, he might be right. I don't remember.
I forgot it went to OT.
I forgot it went to OT too. Tigolo said, I did forget that too.
That's a good point.
Tigolo said, Nick deserves his flowers. That rapid reaction Saturday classic. Congrats to you and your Bengals fam. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys get a W on Sunday.
I appreciate that, man.
Going against the almost black man.
You seen his baby?
Oh, man, no.
Should I be going against him too? Bro, his baby white as hell.
So I should be going against him too.
I fuck with Patty, but he got a white baby.
He got a white wife. Marzi is too far. He said, hey, guys, thanks for the best sports combo. What's the next step for the Jaguars this offseason?
Go get Sean Payton.
Anything. Anything.
They're going to be one of my most interesting teams coming into next year.
I'm watching them because I'm watching Trevor Lawrence.
Me too.
Everybody came in with the hype train like this motherfucker is supposed to be this, that, and the third. We seem – I ain't gonna say that.
This draft is going to be crucial for them, though, because they need to get a couple playmakers.
They'll fuck with Trevor.
They'll be getting Travis Etienne back, too, and hopefully he will recover nicely. You know, that was his college running mate. So hopefully they'll kind of help him out a little bit. And Robinson will come back, too, so we'll see.
God, dog, man. He need a DNA.
He need to go get a DNA today. Ain't none of his daddy in that baby.
Ain't none of his daddy. Dang, I forgot that baby's 75% white.
I was saying, ain't even the 25.
Yeah.
That baby whole milk.
Sometimes they come out like that and they darken over time, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
My kids got 25, but they don't know how much melanin in that.
You can see both the parents.
I was hella light when I was born. Damn near white. You know, I got a little bit of melanin, but that's white.